Morning, Dr. Schneider, attending a 12-lead EKG report on Gail Lippincott on 3/13/24. Mrs. Lippincott performed a 12-lead EKG. Period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. Period. QRS complex and T waves are normal. Period. The paragraph impression normal EKG. Next, 6-minute walk test on Richard Edwards. This goes to Kevin Price, comma DO on 3/13/24. Mr. Edwards performed 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 371 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Wayne Crump. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 3/13/24, Mr. Crump performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. There was complete reversibility of airways obstruction after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period. The paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, with a mild restrictive lung disorder. And when compared to a study dated 12/21/23, there's been improvement in post-bronchodilator flow rates, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Burr. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 3/13/24, Mr. Burr performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/3/24, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, a severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 3/13/24, Mr. Patterson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 12/21/23. There's been no significant change, period. Of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jose Pena, P-E-N-A. This goes to the VA on 3/13/24. Mr. Pena performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, with moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/21/23. There's been no significant change in the forced vital capacity. With slight deterioration in flow rates, period. New paragraph impression, moderate restriction and obstructive lung disease without bronchial reactivity showing slight progression. Next, a 6-minute walk test on the same patient, Jose Pena. This goes to the VA. On 3/13/24, Mr. Pena performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 300 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise impairment without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Patricia Aldrin. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 3/13/24, Mrs. Aldrin performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient walked 350 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation remained 95% at the end of the study, period. To paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Waldbaum. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/13/24, Mr. Wallbaum performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. In those very severe airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period. When compared to a study dated 3/29/23, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Period. Thank you. Now there's a correction in that last one, Alan Wallbaum. When compared to a study dated 3/29/22, not 3/29/23. Thank you.